If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight as we tell the story of Ellie Moon, who has been revealed to have committed suicide in May, and it was revealed today or yesterday on the internet on Reddit through a Reddit post by her sister that she had committed suicide. There she is. She's not an OnlyFans woman. She has been hanging in the celebrity spheres of the internet, two appearances on the Whatever podcast, and she is known for having been a participant, the youngest participant in the history of Fish Tank, which is it's a reality TV show that's kind of like the classical reality TV of packing people into a house, but it's the streaming era of this. And it's run by Sam Hyde. I personally never watched Fish Tank. Lots of people are sending me clips of them. I failed to find it super interesting, though it's a somewhat popular internet phenomenon, Fish Tank. And someone was saying about Jet. A farmer was saying Jet is innocent. Yet another innocent white male being cast as an abuser by the womanosphere. Absolutely. And today my message on this story is keep jetting, Jet. Jet has done nothing wrong. Hashtag Jet is innocent. I have been confronted with this kind of crazy woman in my life. And every time they do something bad, the responsibility is always thrown to the closest white male in their vicinity. And it's like, this has to stop. Because the problem is that society does not attribute agency to women, because there's kind of a taboo knowledge that they are retarded, but we can't say it. So how do you resolve the fact when they do something stupid, whose fault is it? Well, it can't be their fault. So it has to be the fault of the closest white male. And this has to stop. Someone else was saying, I feel bad for Ellie. There's a clip where Jet calls the tattoo artist on the phone and asks if he's smashed Ellie too. She was in high school. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bullshit. That's not true. Well, it's true that she was studying high school technically, but she was not in high school in the sense of being incapable to consent. She was in high school while being 18 years old. Now, I hate it when you guys do this, the woman, the feminist, and all the other, and even you on my regular chat. It's like you are constantly changing the measure of consent. So now, oh, she was in high school. Well, she was 18. So what matters most to consent? The fact that she was 18 or the fact that she was doing some adult classes to take back progress on her high school? It's 18 years old. At 18 years old, doesn't matter whether you're studying high school technically. Down the line, what matters is, are you able to consent by the law? And she would say herself that she was a slut who was using sex to escalate the celebrity world. We will see this in various clips. So, the guys like Jet. So who is Jet? Jet is the producer of Fish Tank. So he is in this gatekeeping position. And you know, guys, what it is. When you're in a gatekeeping position like this, you have some power to attribute celebrity to women. What will they do? They will suck your cock. on demand. That's what happened to Harvey Weinstein. That is what is happening to Jet. So if you're the producer of something that can elevate a new woman to celebrity, of course, people who self-identify as sluts, like Ailey Moon, they will have sex with you. So Jet is not to be jetted up, says Farmer. I don't even know who that guy is, but knowing this, his role in that story, he is not to be blamed for having taken the sexual offerings of a self-identifying slut. So, Ailey Moon, according to messages that are spreading from her family and people related, would have died by overdose. She has locked herself in her room so that her sister would not have access to her. And while her sister maybe went sleep or went doing something else, she ingested sodium nitrate. Which, by the way, my book, White People Food, is coming out in September, October. Sodium nitrate is a preservative for meat. It's a preservation powder that is part of the Prague powder too. It is what you can put, for example, to get a smoked brisket like this. Now, Prague powder or sodium nitrate with other things, it is something that will inhibit bacterial growth, but it has to be used extremely carefully. I did buy some of it when I was on Prince Edward Island. Me and Mama JF were, if you'll remember, if you're an old school JF watcher, you'll remember my pepperoni and dried sausage experiments. They were involving sodium nitrate. So if you use it in the weights that are recommendable, it's a safe thing, but if you go just above a little bit, it can be deadly. And so she appears to have been consuming voluntarily sodium nitrate in order to kill herself. So Ellie, having looked at her behavior and analyzed her web presence, I conclude that she's one of these women who probably had something like schizophrenia or borderline personality disorder or schizoaffective disorder. She was hiding it very well because she was high intelligence and capable of using the negative symptoms, what they call the negative symptoms of these psychiatric disorders. So that's when you see people shut down. Now, that's an exact illustration of what the negative symptoms are. See, when they look at you like a psycho, like this, it's because they're retaining the crazy inside. They're capable of freezing in a way that you don't detect the crazy. But when you look at their life decisions and their self-identification, I'm a slut, I escalate the world, you can see some degree of psychopathy and perhaps even some degree of psychosis. So, season four, Ellie, she was part of season four of Fish Tank. And she ended up being one of the collective winners because in season four, Sam Hyde found himself having issues with the maintenance of his houses because he had rented these locations. And eventually, the owners of these locations discovered that Fish Tank was filmed in them. And probably there was some problem in maintaining the rent. And therefore, they were expelled. And this led to a quick cut of season four, which resulted in season four not declaring a winner, but instead declaring that whoever was left was winning a share of the final prize. So she ended up winning, instead of 200,000 or whatever was the final prize, she ended up winning something like $8,000 because it was divided among the remaining participants. Now, when she got put on Fish Tank, she came in as the youngest participants ever. So that's just a live stream that follows people in a house where they're in that house and they do reality TV kind of challenges and they try to develop some love stories sometimes, but also it's just a bunch of losers gathered in a house. She came in as a very young participant who was still studying high school, which surprised Sam Hyde when she said it. And Sam Hyde waited, do we keep her? Well, she was 18, so they decided to keep her. She wasn't supposed to be part of that season originally, but there was one cancellation of a participant, and she came to be the backup for replacement of this participant, presumably approved by Jet, who was the gatekeeper of... So perhaps there was sex at this point. Certainly there seems to have been sex later or before that. So there was a relationship. And in fact, there is some information emerging, although we cannot verify it in full. Someone came out on Reddit with screenshots of things that she would have said before committing suicide. We don't know how many days before. We don't know if the messages are true. But it seems that she would have been stuck in a kind of psychotic drive of wanting to hurt Jet. Now, I know that kind of woman. The kind of woman who are ready to die to hurt you, okay? That exists. It's out there. It's documented. In fact, it existed for so long, and it's such a long-standing female tradition of hurting people with their suicide. That I remember it was documented in Native American societies by anthropologists. And if you want to learn about this, read the Roland Viau's book on the Europeans' collision with the Native Americans and what they observed from these societies then. There were certain females who were committing suicide with the hope of becoming kind of a ghost of nature that haunts their exes or some men for having sex with other women. With other women. So this kind of schizo behavior, where at this point I've seen this so often in my life that I can assess that most of these claims of he cheated on me are not even true. They're just straight out products of psychotic brains, straight out delusions. So I don't believe these things anymore, but she constantly was making these claims. She also appears to have been making the claim or developing some kind of attention from her friends for having been a victim of sexual abuse as a child. And this, again, I've heard it again and again from psychotic brain females. I don't think it's true in 90% of the cases. I just think that eventually a female who grows into teenage years and adult age eventually discovers that she can manipulate people with such claims. And we will see a clip of hers where she appears to admit that she was basically using her sex as a teenager to predate on older men. So eventually the popularity of Ellie exploded as she entered her season 4 appearance and people started digging and eventually found an Omegle chat in which she appeared to be making some based statements.
I've never had a boyfriend.
Really?
Never.
You're like a devout Christian virgin person or something?
I'm a devout celibate.
What do you like? You want to get married first, obviously.
Yeah.
What are some marriage characteristics you look for?
Like-minded, but has principles. I don't. I feel like I'm very morally ambiguous.
So very interesting here, revealing definitely an aspect of psychopathy. So she's looking for a husband who has moral values because she doesn't. Very interesting. She is morally ambiguous. This is the state of females. They are truly that way, and they need a supervisor to guide them toward any sort of good for themselves or for anyone else, because else they will just go chaotically into random directions, some of them good, some of them bad. In her case, very bad. Thank you so much, Eric, for the donation. $25. Thank you very much for the generous super chats. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the regular chat. I receive YouTube super chats as well as Streamlabs and XChat. Just look for the links in the description below or use the dollar button under the YouTube regular chat. So eventually the discussion converges. I will not show the rest of the discussion, but this guy is Jewish and he starts asking her about, well, about race, and she starts saying, oh yes, I'm aware of the race issues, and she seems to be making some very, very base statement about race in America. And in fact, she even says some things about the Jews, and she says, you know, it's becoming fashionable, anti-Semitism. I'm not anti-Semitic, but you know, it's becoming a regular thing out there on my Twitter feed. I keep seeing anti-Semitic stuff. So there is this guy who comes. So we know of this story has emerged today because her sister, who so she has a troubled life, Ellie Moon. Her mom is a meth addict who is homeless. She says that her dad does a good money. So she says something along the lines of a doctor salary, so we can guess something maybe like 100K or whatever, maybe 200K. So she has this mom who is a meth addict, and I will tell you what, this female craziness, like cluster B personality disorder type of stuff, it does transmit genetically. You see it happen every generation or every other generation. If the grandma was crazy, the granddaughter is crazy. It's insane. It can jump generations, but it's definitely there. So her mom absent. Eventually, her mom is so into drugs and has so little resources. She doesn't have a home. That is bizarre. Her sister becomes her guardian. So her sister ends up adopting her. It's bizarre in the context where there's a dad and the dad has resources. So I don't know exactly what's happening there. Is it just that she was mostly cared for by the dad, but that legally it came to be her sister who was the official guardian? Perhaps. Perhaps. But that's a troubled childhood. And her sister is the one who was living with her, apparently, and who found her in her room. Apparently, there were several discussions with her friends and her sister about her suicidality. Eventually, they put her on Zoloft. Zoloft is this quite dangerous antidepressant because, like any of these antidepressants, they give you the energy sometimes of doing something bad. She reported being happy on Zoloft. She said that her suicidal ideation were still common, but that at least she didn't suffer from them. So perhaps what Zoloft did here is a neutralization of her personality, and kind of misguiding her, because then at least if you feel the real emotion, sometimes you can be pushed away from suicidal ideation by saying, oh, that's bad. But if you have a drug that comes to neutralize you and flatten you emotionally, then there's a problem, because now you cannot have the feedback of self-perception of saying, oh yeah, that's bad. I should stop thinking about this. I should not commit down that road. So that's why it is believed that a lot of antidepressants are actually increasing suicide. Farmer says her father is a doctor, but not in the USA. Absent father too. Okay, so that would explain why it would be her sister that eventually got guardianship of her. I am told that her sister is a reproductive female with 4 babies already. So sometimes there are these these shining rays of light in drama. There's these outstanding people who live in chaos, but who otherwise have their lives figured out. USPP4YM says she failed at being inseminated and removed herself. Yes, that is the great sad thing. It's that it's such a disrespect to life. Like, she was beautiful. She could have been a mother. She could have literally just selected any incel millionaire, would have been immediately inseminated, would have become a mother. But what I learned about this woman, having had sex with countless number of this exact personality, is that these women, they have the knob of woman behavior turned to 100. And it makes them take all of these risks. It makes them escalate celebrity. And that's the kind of personality that becomes celebrity very quick. But they are loose cannons down the line. They burn too quick. And she probably burned too quick. She probably was too intense in her pursuit of what seems to be, according to this post, perhaps vengeance. Because here's a post that says, and this is supposed to be a post that would make us hate Jet. But let me tell you, I look at this, and so we cannot affirm the truth of this because it's an anonymous person who comes out and says, hey, I was one of the people talking with Ellie. So let's not believe it necessarily, but let's still study it with the idea that maybe it's true. And if it's true, then it could be informative. That's how we should approach it, as a hypothetical possibility. There are screenshots, so either the screenshots were made up or it's true. So this guy says, I was a friend of Ellie. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. I was a friend of Ellie's, relatively close to her before she died. And I wanted to clear up a couple of things. Jet was not a good guy and does bear at least some responsibility for what happened. They always say this. It's always the guy's responsibility. At least some. No, it's not a guy's responsibility if he's stuck with a crazy woman who wants to hurt people by killing herself. So they publish screenshots. Showing a friendship that would have at least lasted for a year, with past messages dating back to 2025, but more recent messages in 2026. And bizarrely, this friend who would have exposed these screenshots has barred the date. So we can't get to know the exact date in 2026 where this conversation would have happened. And that tells me perhaps this friend has something to hide. Perhaps it's made up screenshots. Perhaps it's this friend has something to hide. Perhaps the date is actually very close to the death of Eddie Moon. And why would they hide that it's very close? Perhaps because there would be criminal responsibility. If someone kills themselves 1 hour after telling you they had a big project, you know, there can be problem. There can be prosecutors that interpret it as, oh, well, you didn't call for help. In any case, I don't know why these dates are hidden, but Ellie Moon went by the nickname very often, Leonard. And so she is named Leonard on that Discord chat. And she says, I'm doing better. I'm on an evil mission to ruin Jet's life. I'm not sure if I would consider this better or adjacent, but depends on what you mean by that. It's better for me. He deserves the worst. I mean, real. But how is this mission being executed? She asks. So the friend asks. She says, I can't get into the details. It's a long game. So I believe that what we have here, if those screenshots are true, I believe that what we have is Ellie Moon saying that she has a long game plan to fuck with Jet, and that plan, although she doesn't say it explicitly in those chats, is to commit suicide so that the whole feminist crew can come in and say, evil Jet. So why does she want to hurt Jet, saying he deserves the worst? And her friend says, as long as it doesn't damage you in any way, then it's fair. Can I ask you, though, why do you bother? She says, because I'm so suicidal and need purpose. And even though it's not super productive, it will make me happy. The friend says, why not funnel purpose into something that creates meaning, that creates more purpose? She says, it's not in my priorities. The friend says, the way I see it, you create a very limited purpose for yourself, which when you fulfill, for straight back, you will go straight back to suicidalism. And she answers, let me live. The friend says, you're obviously not dumb. Why not actually use your potential, Ellie? And she answers, that's the last insight we have into that conversation. She says, because I am filled with rage, and now is not the time for rationality. Oh, and now I realize that I do have the date because she forgot to hide one of the screenshots, one of the dates. So the date of the last message appears to be April 1st, 2026. So that would be within the span of about 1 month before Ellie committed suicide. So what is there to conclude here? Ellie was in a psychotic episode of not necessarily delusional, although it may have included delusions, but more like a BPD type of delusion where she wanted to hurt Jet. Like, this is so unbelievable. Because you're a 18-year-old sexy woman with international exposure. You could easily get any man to inseminate you. Literally any man who isn't busy with currently a woman would come inside of you and you would become a mother. But what does she do instead? She foments rage against this fatty, like no offense to Jet, much love to Jet, but it's like, you're just a little fatty gatekeeper, producer. I know the game, bro. Respect for the game. But it's like, she should have seen her value to be above you, okay? You were kind of lucky to have gotten your dick wet, and that's because you were in a position of power. Now, respect for the game. I'm not criticizing Jet here, but I'm saying in her psychology, it makes absolutely zero sense to spend her fertile years ruminating on, I need to hurt Jet. Now, we don't even know why she would need to hurt him. Maybe there were some claims that he would have cheated on her. You know, I see a earlier message from 2025. So she's been ruminating on this for at least 4 months, maybe more. So in 2025, she says, Jet has cheated. Things are so bad. But if I don't do it, I'll just love him again. Can't let that happen. So she appears here to have been acquiring this hatred for Jet in 2025, following a belief that he was cheating on her. Now, will I attribute certainty on this? Absolutely not. Because first, women are deluded that you owe them fidelity when they don't commit to you. So it's like, there are some women, it's like they will act surprised at some point that I'm talking to other women, but it's like, woman, you have not committed to me. You're not being serious. You're talking to me about maybe in a year, maybe I can come and see you, JF. Well, okay, maybe you can come and see me, but then first, fuck off from my phone. I don't want to lose time with maybes. And secondly, don't come and complain if I have other women in my life. You are clearly giving me no guarantees. So something like this can have happened. Also, there are some of these women, they will completely just make up a full delusion around being cheated on. So often, like, guys, you know. If you know, you know. For the ladies in the chat, let's put this aside, but for the guys in the chat, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I've been accused of cheating with other women while I was sleeping. I've been accused, oh my God, you're going into another universe to fuck her, aren't you? You're traveling dimensions to have sex with her. That is the state of the female brain. Now, you have people like this guy who are apparently in these social circles who are now declaring that Jet is a murderer because of this this Reddit post, this screenshot of the Discord.
Defending Jet to the grave despite him basically killing her. Let's be real here. Jet's a murderer.
So these guys are completely misinterpreting the screenshots. The screenshots are not showing it's Jet's fault. The screenshots are showing here you have a delusional woman who is filled with rage, who is wanting to hurt, and she killed herself for the purpose of hurting, if those screenshots are true. So the victim is Jet here. When someone kills themselves to hurt you emotionally, that is extortion of the worst kind. And it is emotional manipulation, and it is a feature of borderline personality disorder that they will either threaten you to do it or they will actually do it. And those who actually do it are these women who are at the 100 level. They turn the knob of crazy to the max. Here we have Ellie referring to herself as a slut who escalates the social world using her sex. So it's like, you're not going to make me believe that Jet is at fault here when you have this woman effectively saying, I literally fuck guys to appear on TV, on Fish Tank.
I am a slut, but I do have an evil streak. I can torture somebody. I can steal. I can torture.
So it's weird what she's saying, but effectively she's saying she has a streak of guys that she has fucked because she's a slut and she's evil and she maybe tortures some guys sometimes. Not clear what she means by this, but definitely something that makes you realize we are dealing with an extremely broken mind. Here you have the note, further note by her sister who claims that the whole Zoloft story that I talked about and that the death was by sodium nitrate. There was also this event 10 months ago where the police published a body cam and she was hanging out with Fish Tank related people in a house, and her family was starting to worry because she was giving no news. She was not telling them where she was. And eventually this sent the police to some house where all these Fish Tank related people were hanging out. And this led to her appearing on the body cam here. So that would be that happened, was filmed in August 2025. So about 1 year ago. And eventually this took a whole 20 minutes and the guy was trying to withhold her inside and was saying, oh, I don't know if the people will want to come out. The police wanted to check that she was alive because she had suicidal ideations before. The guy was like, well, there's people sleeping. I can go check in if they want to come out. And eventually the police came back and you can see her face here. There she was. And of course, this has not been... The video ends up here so because the body cam was about the earlier intervention. So, but it appears that she was in that house and that her family was worried about her 1 year ago, but that the welfare check ended up concluding, well, she's with these guys, she's having sex with these guys, and she's doing it voluntarily. So, and the guy doesn't appear to be clear-minded. I'm pretty sure the guy must have smoked some pot. They were probably on drugs because the guy barely can answer what the police is asking. He's like, is there people inside? I don't know. So she was living this lifestyle with producers and hanging out with them and hiding from the rest of her family where she was. Rage Bait says, did you know about this girl before she died? You've done a good job compiling all of this so quickly. I didn't know much about her. I think I saw her face because she's cute. And I think, you know, when I see a cute face like this, I remember as a potential target of insemination. But I didn't know anything about her life story. So, yes, everything I'm talking about today has been researched in the last few years. Mil Mehta says, bro, did they send Ellie Moon to JF's chat on Reddit? Okay, maybe we'll get some visit from the fans of Ellie. Well, let us continue to see what she has to say. Here, that was one of her first appearances on Fish Tank, where she ends up in the confessional talking with Sam Hyde.
High school. Great. What's that like? Is it fun?
It is so fun being a high schooler.
What do you think of Fish Tank so far?
I think it's really great. I'm meeting some amazing fishes, and I'm so blessed to be here amongst them.
Is anything mentally wrong with you?
Perhaps. I haven't gotten a psychoanalysis, so I wouldn't know.
You've never been diagnosed with anything?
No.
Why are you on the show?
Because I got the opportunity to.
Are you just like a normal person, or is there something like wrong with you?
I don't think there's anything wrong with me.
Okay.
I love Sam Hyde. But bro, she's not gonna tell it to you. The psychos, they will never admit to being psychos. They will look at you like their whole behavior is just absolutely normal. That is something that's stunning to me. The way they can just, no, it's normal. He cheated on me, right? So I have to hurt him, right?
What do you think of your fellow contestants so far?
I think they're very kind-hearted people, and they are in it to win it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you in it to win it?
I am in it to win it.
You are?
I am.
Okay. What's your life like? Are your parents rich?
My dad is.
Your dad's rich?
Sort of.
How yes. rich?
A doctor's salary.
Okay.
Typical.
Are your parents split up?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a crazy stepmom?
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. So she doesn't have a crazy stepmom. She has a crazy mom who's on meth and who's homeless.
Well, that's cool. You got any idea what you want to do with your life?
I'll probably be a grifter or be in a box on the side of the road in 5 years.
Now this... Sam Hyde is like, well, something just happened here. She just said something here. I will probably be a grifter, or I'll be in a box on the side of the road within 5 years. This is a woman who knows how crazy she is. She knows that the knob is at 100. She knows that there is no way in which her mind is sustainable. That is self-insight of a kind that you will rarely see in borderline personality disorder. Like, I know that the speed at which I burn the candle of life will certainly lead to my death within 5 years. This is what she's saying. And it's funny how she says, I'm either going to be a grifter or that. It's like, for her, there are two choices. And it's so sad because the mom choice isn't there. Because this girl would have been super happy being pregnant, seeing babies pop out. It would have calmed down her BPD, not forever, but it would have calmed down temporarily. And yet it's not a choice on her mind. There's two choices for her, being a grifter. Now, it's like, eventually Sam talks to her about maybe you want to do political commentary, would you? And she doesn't seem interested. She just wants to be a grifter. Now, it's not clear what she means by this, to be a grifter. Maybe it means being an OnlyFan. Maybe it means just surfing on other shows and dragging attention. Or be dead on the side of the road in a box, which is kind of weird. Why would she be wrapped in a box? Maybe she's talking about a maybe buried under with a box. I don't know. Nicholas Petris says, to be fair, Fish Tank is a comedy show. She might not be sincere there. Can't say for sure. Having seen other stuff from her, I would say we're probably getting a good image. Yes, there can be, these girls can do jokes, of course. But I think we're getting an approximation of the craziness, okay? Because a normal woman will not say this. A normal woman will not say, even in a show, in a reality show context, a normal woman will not say, you're going to find me in a box on the side of the road in 5 years. Cat's Dad says, I don't know, Jeff, sometimes pregnancy makes it worse for girls like this. Well, accelerate. If she has to become worse, accelerate toward this stage and at least make a baby in the process. The whole thing is, my whole point here is there is no reason why this uterus was not occupied by some baby from some guy. Just for those who would, believe that the craziness is exaggerated here, here's a live stream outside of the fish tank context in which she is eating paper. I think that this is where I remember her from. I think that this became a meme at some point, and people were saying, Jeff, have you seen the girl that eats paper? And I believe I may have even covered this on a show where I said, okay, well, that's just regular woman behavior. She is eating paper.
Yes, this is an anorexia thing.
So it's an anorexia thing. She's eating paper, which kind of disgusts her. So that way she doesn't feel the need to eat more food. Plapides says, if Ellie had hated her parents so much, she could have just followed in Mary's footsteps. We need a total ban. Okay, I will not read the rest. Men Like God says, normal woman will say her joking statement was a cry for help. Absolutely, I've heard this one. Now, another moment of craziness is this fish tank moment where she's in the basement and she says that she has been abusing males sexually while being a minor. So she's suggesting a little bit like Milo had suggested, that as a child or minor, she would have been engaging willfully into the manipulation of older men as part of her slut project.
Maybe it was
You're in Minecraft in a cave looking for diamonds. Yeah. That's funny.
You're in Minecraft in a cave looking for diamonds. She's holding a pickaxe.
I'm in the same cave looking for miners.
So she says she's looking for miners. That's kind of a joke that she's trying to do.
Because my sexual attraction to miners is major.
Now she says she has a sexual attraction to miners, which I don't think is true. I think she may be playing here.
I even play hopscotch.
This nigga got piss on her hands. She went pee pee right on her hands. It's all sticking like piss.
When I was a kid.
Pee, piss.
Now she says, when I was a kid,
I molested adults.
She's quoting a song. So that's a song? Okay. When I was a kid, I molested adults. Why did she quote that song? What did she mean by this? What is the song? I have no idea. Vedar, if you want to let me know, what's the title of the song? Flipjack says, that's a reference, lyrics from Mr. Girl's song, the guy who reviewed the Cuties movie positively. Oh boy, wow. I didn't know about this. I don't know how to interpret this. Was she reading it critically or was she reading it in a way that interprets her own life? And yeah, the minor, the idea of minors She is mining with a Minecraft pickaxe. What is the level of metaphor here? I have no clue. But in any case, a woman with a bizarre history, with definitely unstable behavior, use of sex to escalate. And this is the Jet guy that I was talking about, producer of Fish Tank, Jet, another white man who they are trying to drop under the bus right now for having sex consensually with a self-identifying slut. Men Like God says, women often molest little boys. Yes, they do. We see it almost weekly with female teacher being arrested for sex with minors. Absolutely. Fatis Og says, would it be a bad idea to inseminate a woman with this self-destructive affliction? Well, it's always worth inseminating, you know. It's what's the worst case scenario? Very few of them will actually commit suicide while pregnant. So already you already have a 9-month window where she's less likely to commit suicide. So I say absolutely. I say my dick, actually, if you did a double blind study, my dick could pass as modern medicine, like an anti-suicide pill. And if you were to do a scientific study, like this girl got fucked by JF, this girl didn't get fucked by JF, I'm sure that there would be a difference. Because I've actually seen it in my life again and again. I took women out of terrible, terrible moments of their lives with massive depression. And I've elevated them above this a lot. I'm sure that you could do a study on this, and I would pass all of the tests that are applied normally to medications. Peter says, Jet is Asian and not white, which makes his name even more sketchy. Okay, this guy is Asian. I mean, he doesn't look super Asian to me, but yeah, I could believe that he has some Asian genes. As far as her, people were saying, is she half white, half Asian? She reports being half Korean, half Filipinos. So she would be... She does seem like she have maybe some European tendency, but most of her genes would be Asian genes. And people are telling me that Jet is half Asian, half white. Eddie says, I'm sure it worked really good for Mama JF. Absolutely. Mama JF has been greatly improved under my care. It is only when she stopped wanting to be cared for by me that her life took a bad turn. All right, so that is the original message of her sister telling the story of her suicide. Let me be clear, Jet, Fish Tank, and the whole thing had nothing to do with her taking her life. In fact, they were the highlight of her life. Never have I seen her more excited and ecstatic about life than during and after being on the show. To clear some other things up as well, she sent in her audition tape in July when they needed a last-minute replacement, and within days, she was off to the show. She was not 17 when that happened, and she omitted a lot of information about herself, so you can all put a suck in about that. So effectively, she was an adult and she was not a minor when deciding to go into the show. Ellie was suicidal since she was a child. This didn't start after she met Jet or went on Fish Tank. The Fish Tank crew has been nothing but supportive and helpful during this time, while they themselves have been grieving too. I know internet culture is sick, but hoping for someone to end their lives too, or baiting people into it by blaming them for someone else's choice to end their life is evil and sick and demonic, and I won't stand for it. So our sister seems very reasonable. So the crowds of the internet are absolutely beside the track here. Those Jet haters are absolutely delusional. And that's what they always do. They always find a man to attribute responsibility to. All right. So here they have various posts. Ellie Moon, just 18, took her own life in May after battling long-term mental health struggles that had nothing to do with the Whatever podcast or Fish Tank. Yeah, so that's the story of Ellie, and there are other coverage of this on Dexerto, telling the story of her winning $8,000 from the fact that she ended up as one of the collective winners of season 4. And there is this other streamer, Susie Smalls, who was in Fish Tank. She has also been found dead. That is an older story, but published on July 14th. That seems to be from an overdose. In this case, maybe an intentional overdose. But that people are collecting these stories and saying, oh, look, people are on Fish Tank, and then they commit suicide. No, not proper mathematics here. Not proper probabilities. It's entirely possible that in an unrelated way, disparate people end up generally interested at Fish Tank, and therefore there's lots of despair, and they end up suiciding more often. That wouldn't make them causal in that relationship. Kali says, Jeff, what do you think Ellie should have done with her besides becoming a mother? Well, just become a mother, just find a guy and get inseminated and become a mother. There's all sorts of hormones that normally activate into a woman's body when she becomes a mother, and all of these mental problems that you see in infertile women and women that don't make children, they are all basically nature telling us you have drifted from the normal path. And in a way, you know how BPD, thrill seeking, schizophrenia, all these things, they basically push you to chaos. They push you toward doing all sorts of dangerous things. And I believe this may be nature's response to non-pregnancy. I believe nature is kind of telling you, look, you've not been pregnant for 5 years while being post-puberty. It's time to go crazy until you get inseminated. And the problem is that for most of our evolutionary history, that meant maybe running naked in the wood until some guy catches you, and then you become a mother. But in modern times, the problem is that the degree of craziness is overdriven. And in modern times, there are way too many accessible means for committing suicide. And the genes are kind of not habituated to this. So the genes, they trigger the full crazy reaction because they're like, hey, you're not pregnant yet. Let's do something stupid. But then the world is such that something stupid means sometimes your own death, and that is regrettable. So that is what I had to say today about the story of Ellie Moon. Just like in my case, you will have crowds of the internet try to attach this to a male, when in fact what we have here is a crazy woman who committed suicide. It's a sad thing. She could have been a mother, but it's not something to attribute to other people. This is the kind of crazy that's crazy since she's a child and all of her family knows, and she's been birthed by another crazy woman, a meth addict woman. This is intergenerational, cluster B, typical woman state of mind. Collies says, could one of Ellie's nieces have a similar fate? Absolutely. The genes only dilute themselves by 50% every generation. So that's what leads sometimes a gene to bounce So maybe in a certain individual with a combination of other genes, the gene kind of shuts down for a generation, but then reappears in the next generation without the proper guidelines, guardrails from other genes, and poof, re-expresses itself in crazy behavior. But it's not a certainty, and ultimately life always improves. Life always improves because the genes of craziness that are so that makes you so crazy that you end up killing yourself without making babies, they disappear. So the fact is that her nieces have better chance than her, because her nieces, first, they come from her sister, and her sister is less crazy than her. So the future looks bright. I mean, this family doesn't have to be concerned about this. I think it might very well just be the Ellie's story, maybe the dead end of this genetic line, while her niece survives. Farmer says, is there any long-term fix for someone this mentally ill? There is none. There is none. These women will lead themselves toward temporary fixes. They will injure their own psychotic state while pregnant, but eventually they will go away and either die from their own craziness, or they will commit suicide.